Simon Tafem Zion, Sif Dalad, Sif Mishabur, Sif Katan Lamed Zion. So we're worried about over here a situation where with the bread fell into the wine, even if you remove the bread, so now it's only a question of flavor, and a question of flavor, it fell in before Pesach. So we said that in a case of Zlach Balach, so there's just flavor, we're not worried about Chazim Anir. But the problem over here, we're not worried about the flavor, we're worried about those actual little pieces which stay, that little crumbs stay in there, and whenever there's Be'en, it is Chazim Anir, and the Shir on Pesach is B'mashahu, so now you're stuck. Now you took wine from that chavis which the bread fell into before Pesach, and you mix it into another container. The whole thing becomes aser. The shemen nofel piru and gamsha. Maybe the crumbs fell out of container A into container B also. Okay, and we're afraid that there's going to be a mashu in there, which will give a tamah pesach. Okay, that the mishmer lamech has. After b'tzaynin, we're dealing with a case of cold. There's no cooking taking place over here. Isharba materium lekamam esim tafem taf samach zayin sipyud beis. There's materium over there in a case of if it just falls into cold. But hachal lekuliyam also over here we're more concerned. The marish over me es la'es min afilas apas ad achshuv. Okay, now, so the Magen Rama answers by saying the case was that it sat there for 24 hours, so now you have, we're supposed to, in Tafsam HaZayin, it fell immediately, it was removed early, within, before 24 hours. And over here, it sat, so by sitting 24 hours, you have a concept called Kavush Kimavushal. And when something is soaked for 24 hours, it's equivalent to being cooked together. So now we deal with it as cold, not as cold, but as if it had been hot. The problem is, you need to understand, is that that the difference between 24 hours and less than 24 hours of cold and hot is all halachas in flavor. Right, so what he means is, but over here the issue is the be'en, not the flavor. That so there's two different chashashes. There's one chashash, the case of so it seems to be that there's two different chashashes. There's one chashash is the case of yavash b'yavash. There's no issue of flavor. The issue isn't flavor, but the issue is that there's an item of visser there. It's minimal, but it's mamashu and Pesach is mamashu. So there's one crumb that's going to answer the whole thing, right? Over here, the lashon of the Rama was nice in Tam Pesach. This mashu of chametz is going to put a flavor in on Pesach. So, in other words, we're not worried about him necessarily eating the crumb. What we're more worried about is it's going to give flavor over there, because we don't really see the crumb, and it's not like we know that it's for sure it's banned, but we're afraid it might give flavor. So, flavor is transferred either through heat or if it's sitting 24 hours in cold. Now, Zotr Mishabur like this. The Fima should be Mavur the Kamon, Besimon Tov Samazai, and Sifyud Beis, Mishabur, Shom, Beshem Achronim. Dim Nofel Prusas Lechem, Besechem, Mayim, Pesach. In a situation where a piece of bread fell into the water on Pesach, he deals with a case of falling into the well, a piece of bread fell into the well, or something of that, so a piece of bread meaning chametz, on Pesach. Kuli Amma Osir. So that there it becomes Osir. By Tzaynin, there is Matirim. The answer is, if you're dealing with Tzaynin, as the concern is, it's going to absorb flavor, you say, okay, you're Matir. Oh, here the problem is something else. What's the problem? Mishum the darker, the spire of Elias Nobis, who said, the nature of the chametz of the bread is that it crumbles, it disintegrates, and it dissolves into the water. So now the problem is that there's dissolved chametz there. So it's not a question of flavor; just there's dissolved chametz there. But feel the sinon and hamayim lamahani, and by water we say, even if you're going to strain it out, it's not going to be matirit. So hachanami, the same way you say over there in Tafsam Mazayin, even if there isn't 24 hours, like the Magen Rama says, there's not 24 hours. Meisha nofel apas asecha yain, kam ken aser, it's aser. the imloish asina no ikan and pesa. The only solution would be if you strain it before pesa. Now, what does it help me strain it before pesa? Because we say those mashanimis bolta b'shisha. Straining probably took out the vast majority of it. Whatever's left is going to be less than 1/60th. And before Pesach, it's bottled. And that's the situation of a lach, because it's the dissolved item which is now a semi-liquid in the liquid. That's the case of lach b'lach, which we hold. You don't say chaz of a near. So if it's bottled b'shisha before Pesach into the liquid, you're okay. Fine. So... But if it happened on Pesach, so even if you would strain it out, you can't guarantee that it's not going to be a mashu who left, and a mashu would asr on Pesach. So that's how he would understand this in over here. This in over here. So the language of a nois and tam b'Pesach doesn't mean through the vehicle of the issue isn't really the vehicle of flavor. The issue really is more that there is actual. Chometz, which has been dissolved into this water, so there's a mashu of chometz in there, so it's usher, not because it gives flavor into the water. So that's what Shabbat is saying. So it means, what's interesting is, it means really the Ramah, who didn't go that way, wasn't really saying like Shabbat says over there in Tafsam HaZayin. He's saying that these shitas, the Maisa, would give a different reason, and their reason would answer the kasha of why we're worried about a case when it's cold. Now, Vimshov Zuma shall made the vash. A person made this big container of med, made the vash, it's made out of honey. It's called med. And he on the top, you know, certain things float to the top, so he needed to skim it off. So what do you use to skim it off? Chacham from the Manishtana, right? He used the strainer, the sifter, which he uses for sifting flour. Now, flour is chametz. So now, you might take out of the zuma, you might leave some chametz behind. So, shardly shtoyse b'pesach, the bata b'shishim, the havi lach b'lach. So it's mutter. Because if the amount of the small little particles of flour, which would be washed off of the strain, the sifter into the main dvash are going to be less than shishim, and it's both of a shishim, and we deal that like a lach balach. The main point is lach balach, that the thing comes totally intermingled as opposed to remaining distinct items. So that's clearly going to happen here. This little particle of flour, if there was one, it's going to get spread out and absorbed amongst the water, and it's not going to be nicker. Okay.
Here's a question. Maybe soften point a little bit. The issue of no Saint Tom. I've seen advertisements for various things, bacon flavor. So it has reliable hashkaka, so it's not the bacon flavor that comes from something that's safe. But supposedly it's real bacon flavor. So why isn't that a problem?
Okay, so the understanding of Tom, it's a fair question. There's two ways of understanding it. Let's suggest one of them. So, remember the rule is that that you need a tarubis to be the whole. All the halachas of bittul beroy are halachas in a situation of a tarubis. As long as the items are distinct, there's no din of bittul beroy. There might be a din of basar roiv. I don't know what this item is. It came from the majority, but. The idea of bittul beroiv, there has to be a terubis. Now, the terubis for yavesh, and terubis for lach balach are quite different. Terubis yavesh yavesh means I could have five distinct items. Just they all look the same. I don't know which one's which. Four of them are kasher shchita, one's an avela. So the meat looks exactly the same. You can't tell any difference. That's called a terubis. And halacha. Lach balach, it actually mixes in, intermingles totally inside of it. He says, okay, no problem. So I can't see the iser. So I say bitzel. Min araisa, even a liquid, there would be min b'minoy. So you would have beef juice of heter and beef juice of nevela. Beef juice from a shachut, and they all mix together in one pot. It's min b'minoy. Min araisa would be both chad b'shrei. There's no tam, there's no flavor issue with it. Okay, now it's min b'shein a minoy. not been b'minu. So I say, okay, so well, the idea is, it's not nicker. What do you mean it's not nicker? I can taste it. So the tasting is a way to say that the item is still considered distinct. So the isser isn't the flavor. The isser is the item. The tam is the vehicle to make the item as if it's still distinct. But if I just have flavor of, I create a flavor which is, I can go mix chemicals. I can figure out what the chemical compound which creates the flavor in some tray of food. And I can make that same chemical compound in the laboratory without the right? So my tongue is full to believe that this is that item because it's the shape of the molecule which creates the flavor. But it isn't. I'm not tasting the flavor of a chefs of iser. I'm tasting the flavor of it, which is like that of an iser. So that's actually there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu made the iser, the Russia made a form of it beheter. So Morris says that the Torah asked Basa Bakhala, the Torah permitted kachal. In her eyes, the kachal, the otter, is mutter to eat. It's not considered, but it has the flavor of Basa Bakhala. So Morris says the Torah asked Chaz, the Torah was matter a certain fish called Shibuta. Shibuta has the exact same flavor. It's a fish and it's kosher. It tastes like Chaz. So it's in turn didn't mind the fact that I'm eating the flavor of Chazer. Just, I'm eating it as a fish. It's not a problem. Right. Where's that Gemara to be?
I don't know, Gemara Shabbos.
Actually, it's Gemara. I remember from the. It's Gemara in Shabbos. It's Gemara in Kedushin. It's Gemara in Kedushin in the second parak. It's also Gemara in Shabbos in the Kufiyu Tess. It's right. The beginning of the second parak by Shlichas. Mitzvah by Yosef and Beshluchai. The Gemara brings that Rava Malach Shibuta.
You want to do the Mitzvah?
No, the more says mitzvah by Yosef Mishluch. It's better to do it yourself than through a shliach. So he wanted to do at least some part of the preparations. The more goes to different one more chopped the wood, one drew the water, one was salted the fish. Okay, so the mechaber, hey, baser yavei shugvina b'dogim mishim luchu kadam a pesach. So here we're dealing with it was salted meats, not together meat and cheese. Or fish, meat or cheese or fish, probably better the way of saying it, right? Not together. And you salted them before Pesach, and he wasn't careful. So are we concerned that maybe while we didn't check the salt, that there was not any chametz there, it would sit with the salt with chametz on the food as it's absorbing the act of malicha of salting something is equivalent to halacha as kiraseh is roasting it. So you roast meat with a crust with chametz on its crust, it become asur to absorb the flavor of the chametz. So salting it with chametz on the crust would also be asur. Well, maybe there's some chametz there mixed in with the salt. He wasn't careful. Excuse me. He salted it, and he didn't check the salt to make sure that there's nothing else mixed in with the salt. It's very possible there's something else mixed in with the salt. So mutalachim apesah, you can eat them apesah. Okay, so why is that? Because we say even if there was some chametz there, he did it before Pesach. The case was he did it before Pesach, so the amount would be batal. You don't say chazav v'nir, because remember we don't say chazav v'nir on a time. We only say chazav v'nir on an item which is intact. Miu. Dogim meluchim, if you have salted fish, hashriyim b'mayim b'pesach. Now he goes on Pesach and he soaks them. On Pesach, the chli chametz, and he soaks them in the chli chametz. Yesh lahachmir lizor mehen. We have to be careful that you cannot permit them. So when they shame boiling b'pesach when pita zakelim, because they're going to absorb the flavor, even though it's cold, they're going to absorb the flavor of the keli. Now, why they're going to absorb the flavor of the keli? Even if the keli is not a binyamu, because hopefully he hasn't used his chametz quickly on Pesach to the last 24 hours, and it's cold and it's not there for 24 hours, which was the equivalent of kavish of cooking it, but the saltiness of the fish. It empowers the water to absorb the flavor from the kli. So it works along the same lines of a davar charif. A davar charif, a sharp food. There's no idea of ena ben yarmai. Right? So over here also, by miluach, there's no din of ena ben yarmai. So it'll absorb something, and becomes a pesach b'mashu. And we're back to our rule, chametz and pesach, this is even a mashu. Okay, zat ramah. So v'yesh chalkim umachmir. So Mechaber said, in a case where you salted basar yavish, it wasn't in a liquid, just the piece of meat itself, minimal liquid, or the cheese or the fish, and potentially with chametz mixed in before pesach, it's mutar on pesach. Zat ramah. Some people are disagree and are machmir. And in the Ashkenazic world, the minhag is to machmer. The chatchila shel yechol kvinus bedagim abasar yavesh. We don't use dried meat, dried salted meat, or cheese or fish from earlier in the year because we don't know what else. We don't know whether there was something, some chametz with it when he salted it. He says the case where you wash it off three times before Pesach. So then. Pesach, noyim lochlet. Our minig is to then permit them. We say, had there theoretically been any chomets which is in there, the flavor has been washed out. Okay, now uba karkashos. Karkashos are intestines, which they used to use as the container to make sausages or to make kishka. So over there, in moil hadocha, we say that the washing off is it's so fatty, etc. You can't guarantee when you wash it off that you're getting out everything out. Fira in lahashras hatzavachis hayaveshis. So they would make this sausage in intestines. Again, we made it before Pesach. We don't know. Maybe there's chametz involved in it, etc. So a person shouldn't go on Pesach and soak it. But in the hakmar ve'elu, we're not aware of any real problems. So, but yeah, we're not going to be machmer. The case of the kishka. So the kishkas of the intestines of the animal are a tough, thin layer, and it's like a tube-like thing, so you can fill it up. He filled it up with the pesach of food, but it's in this item which, the food is theoretically kosher for pesach. It's meat or whatever it is. It's not a problem, but the problem is he did it before pesach. We don't know what else was there, so you have to be concerned. In the case that you had rendered fat, it's been and that was done in kli chametz. So obviously it was heated. So also medina, it absorbed flavor. So that's you have a problem that absorbed flavor. So you can't eat it on Pesach. When they cooked it in the kli chametz. If they weren't careful, there shouldn't be any chametz there. So we're going to be worried about that. It's going to be a problem.
What?
What's the problem, see? We're afraid that there may be some kernel, some little pieces of chametz got in there, so that's so there's even if we say it's butter for Pesach, you'd have a dinner but you'd have a din of so maybe well the problem is maybe it was a bar maybe it was a ben yomer to absorb real flavor. And the Rambam said before we're machmer, we'd be machmer in this case. So just flavor alone, we'd say it's about to be bottle for Pesach. That's not chazer veneer. But in general, we don't assume that there's samach. We don't assume that there's 60 times in a pot greater than the contents of the pot. You have to assume in general, we don't assume that the pot has the walls of the pot, etc., have 60 times the amount of the food, or here's the other round. So you have tam in the chometz in the pot going into the food. Right, so it's not going to be a sure bittul. It's not going to be 60. I'm sorry, the other round. We don't assume that the contents of the pot are 60 times greater than the walls of the pot. So there wasn't shishim, so it wasn't bottled before Pesach. Forget about Chesed Venir, it wasn't bottled before Pesach. We probably should do some Mishapurus over here. Till we finish the sip, it'll take quite a while. Okay, let's do some Mishapurus. Let me pick up that last thought again. Some Mishapur over here. So katan lama tes shimbuchu katan pesach. So the case was you have these items were salted a filu that the mishbur lama tes a filu b'klichametz. Even if the salting took place at a klichametz, they melicha l'kelim l'haf. We don't. We say that salting does not pull out flavor from a keli. Number one. Number two. The stam kelim enem ben yarmut. General kelim are not considered that we don't. We assume that kelim have not been used that day. Most kelim are not. Coming off of being used within 24 hours, and therefore they are nesan tamlif gam. Nesan tamlif gam, kadam pesach kliyam mashur. Even on Pesach, we say nesan tamlif gam is a machlokes. But before Pesach, nesan tamlif gam becomes mutter and then remains mutter. So I gave you two arguments. Number one, there's no din malicha lekelim lehaflet. That which we say malicha is jereseach. That's not a foodstuff, and a foodstuff it has total power to do it to affect the food item. I lost my thought. Right. So malicha on a food stuff cooks it, or the equivalent of cooking it, malicha kibaseach. Puts flavor in and it can take flavor out. That's a food. When it comes to kalim, we say emalicha l'kalim l'haflit. Putting salt on a clay kali or on an item in the kali doesn't pull out flavor from the walls of the kli into the food. Boy, the slam kalim ain't been yarmon. So when it's not mifgam, kind of pesach kli amashari. So either me malicha lekelim lahaflit, or even if you tell me that it does take out a flavor, kelim up in a yarmon, they're not, they're 100 hours old, and therefore they're mutter. When we tam zeh, I feel nichmashu kolelo me'es le'es b'secha pe'akli en le'es. So even if they stand for 24 hours, so they're clearly absorbed flavor. V'avta kavish kemavushal, now that it's sitting for 24 hours with liquid, let's say, it's like cooking in it, v'malkam aloy lefgamhu. By the time, here's an aside, interesting, the halacha, we use this. When it comes to kavush, we say kavush is 24 hours. So he puts into a kli, which is a benyamai, sits there for 24 hours. Now it has the ability to absorb, it's cool like it's cooked there. But now it's 24 hours old. Now the flavor is 24 hours old. The flavor of iser. So by the time it started cooking, or it's like the equivalent of putting a pot in the fire at a very, very low flame, and it doesn't really heat up to yatzaletas by until after 2 hours. That's the moment when it starts cooking. Well, by the time it got over here 24 hours, it starts cooking. By the time we got to 24 hours, the flavor wasn't a ben yomer anymore. favorite was more than 24 hours old. Because obviously the flavor of Issa was put in a moment, at least a moment before you put your item in. So it's been 24 hours since then. We're saying that there's a flavor of chametz in the walls. There's a flavor of Issa in the walls. And then you put your heter in. So you put your heter in after there's flavor in the walls already. That was the case. So now your heter sits there for 24 hours. And now it starts being chavash kemavushal. If your heter is there for 24 hours, the Issa, which was there, put there 2 hours before, it was in the pot 2 hours before the heter, is 26 hours old. So by the time you get to being ready to absorb, it's not a binyam anymore. What do you think? Soaked. So, pickling is a form of soaking for this purpose.
Soaked.
Yeah, so it's soaked.
Being cooked.
Sitting for 24 hours, soaking in cold liquid for 24 hours has the equivalent of the loch of bishul. Like is what it's the rice at the rabbanon, but it has the equivalent of the loch. We pass its passages at the rabbanon. Not every magarum holds the rice, if I recall correctly. Even though it's kavash mevushal, but the flavor is doesn't have lefgam. Furthermore, even if ben yarmai is how to be yevel lahakol, you can be mako. Shartzin says another reason. In general, you use a kli, but the amount of chametz used in these kelim is usually a mashu. It's not a full shear. But that's a drabana. Okay. Damas a makabal tamanikvish. Even if the pot you put in was a ben yomai, but when does it start serving flavor? Achamesleis after 24 hours. Was karnasa hatam shemasechel kli nifgam. As much as this item sat 24 hours, what's in the walls of the kli sat longer than that, so it's pogamer already. 24 hours since you've used the chametz is already completed before the 24 hours of putting the heter in. You didn't put the heter in the yisr in at the same time. I mean, that's very possible. In most cases, that wouldn't be the issue. Okay, so as he says, in a case where they were salted before Pesach, they weren't careful. They weren't careful to check the salt to make sure there's no grains of chametz in it, crumbs of chametz in it. Okay, the meat, etc., the meat, the fish, the cheese, which was salted for Pesach, you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. Me'malav the af imahoya b'melach sas chametz ubalu mehem. Even if you tell me there was some chametz there which got absorbed in, he's about to cut him a Pesach. We assume probably the amount was b'shishim. It's salted for Pesach. Shuvena chazer near, and again that's not considered chazer near. Pesach, Membeis. You can't eat on Pesach. If the melachim bekliach shal chametz betzir, shenasa yedei melach. If the item which we're talking about over here was sitting in a kli of chametz, and there was the tzir was the liquid which is the runoff from the salt. So when the salt pulls out a certain amount of liquid, that's called the tzir. I'm sure you did that experiment at some point in your life to see how much liquid the salt can pull out.
Like coarse salt, or even table salt,
for sure. Mama pulls out liquid. The only thing, Mama, start with something wet, and you measure your wetness, it gets drier and drier, how much pulls out the liquid. So the liquid which it pulls out is called tzir. So the tzir, which was traded through the power of the salt on the food. So that tzir gets a din of maluach, because there's an intense salt flavor, because that's what generated it. It was through the vehicle of the salt. So
this is considered like cooking.
So that sear now, if something would fall into it, we'd say it's falling into the soul. So first he gets, but before he gets to the din of the sear that you generate, he says if you put it in with the liquid, he now took that liquid, which was salt generated, and soaked something else in it. He didn't salt it for purpose of dam. Yeah, that was taken care of already. So he just salted it because he wanted them to try it out and store it for a long time. And then he took that liquid that it produces when it's salting and he used that somewhere else.
What do you do for a time?
I'm not sure they understand the question.
He said he didn't do it for time, putting the salt in.
His goal wasn't to impact the chametz afterwards. His goal was to use a keli of chametz, but he was using this liquid, the liquid result of salt for food X. He's using it on potatoes. So some say it gets a din of kavush. So I told you the share of kavush is 24 hours. Now the truth is that's not 100% correct. The share of kavush in water is 24 hours. But the Gemara says in Yerodea, the Halacha says in Yerodea, in a case where it's being soaked in something which is salty, so it absorbs more quickly. If it's salted and it's soaked in just plain water, it's going to take longer to start absorbing the flavor and be considered kavush kibbushel than if it's soaked in something salty, which its nature is that it helps pull out flavor and etc. So how long is that? So Chazal said the shear is that the time it takes to heat it out, put it on the fire, and it'll start boiling. If I have a pot which I put on the fire and it'll start boiling, so if this pot with salt sits the Isser and the Heter together, or in this case the Heter is in the Kli Chametz together, that amount of time, which says that Lachas says over there is 18 minutes, so you get the Din of Kavish. That's enough time for it to get the Din of Kavish. So that has the brine which you have pickles in, that's considered as din. So if you drop in some item which is milchik, you pull it out before 18 minutes, so that your pickles aren't milchik. Put out after 18 minutes, we say it cooked together, it was heated up together through melach for 24, so it was soaked, it's kemavushel together in 18 minutes, and now it's milk. Aval kein, im hoye ben yoymoy, im bliyus chometz. So remember we said a cheshbon, ben yoymoy by chometz is not a problem, because since it takes 24 hours to start absorbing flavor, so by the time you start absorbing flavor, the time in the walls is over more than 24 hours old. So it's a stale flavor. It's a pogum flavor. That's true when you're talking about regular kavush. We're dealing with kavush through salt, which takes 18 minutes. So now you take a ben yoyma of chametz, stick this item in with salty liquid, the brine. It's ben yoyma, it's 18 minutes, it's going to absorb flavor. There is like this. Okay, im hayu ben yom beliz chametz, shahayu maluach harbe kedash mochem basal esman menruba. Alternatively, if it's another madrega up, so there's a concept when we say of maliach. Maliach gets the same. It was maluach harbe, the amount of saltiness that a person wants to make a beef jerky, something which is going to last a very long time. They didn't have refrigeration. Salting, the power of salt, what does salt do? Salt takes out all of the liquids. Most of your decomposition is due to the liquid content which is in there. There's no liquid and it's totally dry. It stays preserved. Like that's, you have these petrified forests, you know, the very hot areas, you know, dry areas, so they remain preserved for a very long time. So salt, it takes out as much liquid as possible. Therefore, the meat stays preserved. So if you would salt the meat to the extent, the amount that a person would be salting meat for a long to last for a long time. And there's a brine there. So also mashamana basechet hatzir, that which is sitting in the tzir is a problem. It's sitting in the liquid is a problem. But that was what's above the liquid level is not part of the kvisha. Now, what's this O? So he gave us three cases. A case where it's a case where it was a ben yomo. So we gave us a case it was ben yomo of chametz, and he soaked it just with plain water. So we say it's not a problem, because by the time it starts absorbing kavash kemavushal 24 hours, but then the pot's not a ben yomo anymore. But we deal with a case where there's salt, it takes only 18 minutes to start absorbing, and the pot is still a ben yomo. Furthermore, if the pot is, if the item is so salty, it will last for zman meruba, then it's like it has the power to go into the walls of the pot and take the flavor and make the flavor a good flavor again. It makes it unstale. You find that halacha by Dover Chorev. Dover Chorev, there's no hetaven in binyamah. The sharpness of the Chorev, as the Mor says, goes into the flavor which is in the walls and refreshes it. So now you have a good flavor, and that good flavor now houses your item. So maluach harbe, like the amount you would use to be able to use meat, the zman meruba, that type of maluach has a power like a Dover Chorev that it reconstitutes and refreshes the stale flavor. So then, if that's Zainab Ben Yom, it's not going to help me. You know, it hasn't been used in 2 weeks, but it doesn't make a difference. That flavor is going to be reconstituted. It's only what's in the liquid, the salty liquid. V'yeshar Mashaf B'zeh Eino Oser Elam Ken Yishem Eis Leis B'seh Chatzir V'gam Yimaluach Harbe Mokam Hevzi Yesh Yismach L'Hokul B'masha Nasa Kadam Pesach. Some are more makel. Some are more makel, unless it sits there 24 hours. 18 minutes is not enough, and it's very salty. Which that because then by sits there 24 hours, the flavor of the walls gets stale. Well, Teretz is the case where it's maluach harbe, it'll refresh it. So the case which is also is the case where it sits there 24 hours. 18 minutes is not enough, and it's maluach harbe. You still need 24 hours. But maluach harbe now that will make it like a dover chorev and it'll refresh it. Malkam hefzi yishim zol hakam mashu nasa kadam pesach. Okay, so this happened before Pesach, so it was built up before Pesach. So this is time of gamas. We'll do before Pesach, etc. We'll be samech b'riyev in the case of a hefzi. You know what? Let's hold. The Mishabur is here. Hold on, I said cut Mem Gimel. Just mark it up. Remember.